Today on WBFO's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First discusses new investment in an area amusement park and the future of federal funding to continue opening Buffalo's Main Street to vehicular traffic. But first, he offers some thoughts on Mayor Brown's request for the development of a current city parking lot along Ellicott Street north of the NFTA. Jim Fink says one specific item the mayor would like to see at the site is a grocery store.
In economic development, one of the key telltale signs is landing a grocery store in a redeveloped area. Grocery stores work on a very thin margin. They need cash flow. They need customer flow to be viable. So, downtown Buffalo is a feel-good story, but it has to make economic sense. Whether or not a developer can convince a grocery store to go in there, and they're not talking about a 100,000-square-foot store, not by any stretch.
But the new model of a grocery store does need a certain amount of space.
You're talking somewhere like 20,000, 25,000, maybe 30,000 square feet. It will be a real interesting test on July 29th when the bids come back.
What is your gut feeling, though? Do you believe a grocery store is going to go in that location?
I'd say it's probably 60 to 70% chance that they will get their grocery store. Remember, there's a mindset in Western New York. People like to drive up to their grocery stores. They like to see it. You're almost breaking the mold by asking people to go into a parking ramp to get into a grocery store. That is a mindset that might work well in a Boston, might work well in a Chicago. But I'm not sure in Buffalo. People like to be able to see it, feel it, touch it. And the concept that you have to go into a parking garage. Nothing against parking garage, but you have to go into a parking garage to get into a supermarket. That's going to be a real cultural shift that we haven't seen.
Connecting the dots now from downtown Buffalo to Washington, D.C., there's a movement afoot in Congress, and this should be a huge surprise, of cost cutting. One particular program would have an impact on downtown Buffalo. Please explain.
It's called the Tiger Grant. It's basically money for roads and sewers and stuff like that. Part of the car sharing Main Street was financed through $15 million of previous Tiger Grant funding. The pool for Tiger Grant was supposed to be $500 million. There's a proposal in Washington to cut it down to $100 million, which will make it very, very hard to secure future funding. If this pool of money is reduced 80% to just $100 million, it will not bode well for Western New York. So now I guess the pressure's on Brian Higgins, Chris Collins, Louise Slaughter, Tom Reed, to try to fight to get, if not all the $400 million back into the budget, most of it.
But this does bring up a question. A portion of Main Street has opened at a fairly significant cost, most of which covered by these Tiger funds. Has it been worthwhile?
Yes, I think it has. It has changed the mindset. It has changed the perception. It wasn't all that long ago. It was kind of an eyesore. Now it's kind of chic. There's a wine store there. There's some businesses, first floor businesses. It's kind of funky, got a good feel to it. The 600 block, again, same thing. It's correcting what was an urban planning mistake that never should have happened, which was cutting off Main Street to vehicular traffic.
Getting away from the urban setting for just a little bit here, we move out to Genesee County and the latest news out of Darien Lake.
They're open and they have two new rides this year. They spent $3 million, $4 million on two new rides. Every year they seem to be adding something, and it's important because it gives people a new reason to go there. Obviously, you got Canada's Wonderland right up the QEW, which is trying to go after the same marketplace. Fantasy Island obviously goes after the same marketplace. They're all fighting for the same dollar, the same customer. So you have to have something new. You have to have something fresh.
It's always a fun ride when we have Jim Fink on Press Pass. Jim Fink of Business First.
Trying to make a splash.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you next month.